Denny Schaefer.
It's time once again, boys and girls, for the Denny Schaefer Show. On Q105, it's show 758. It starts right now, 758, Q105, the home of Operation Toy Drive. Forecast today, increasing clouds, breezy with a high near 50. Oh, I so want to play golf today, Susie, because, you know, it's getting to be that last probably roundabout, whatever, because especially it's going to be 50. Tomorrow, sunny, and only 37, and then cloudy 40 on Turkey Day. Bloop. It's 40 right now at the Cumulus Compound. We love when you play along. A couple different ways. You can call us, 419-240-1055. Or you can text us, same number, to the First Insurance Group text line, which, by the way, is my insurance company. And they got the best rate, Susie. There you go. All right. Hey, how are you? You all right today?
Oh, good. Yeah, thanks for
Things
asking.
Okay in your world? Yeah, you're getting everything ready for Turkey Day and Thanksgiving and blah, blah, blah. You're not hosting, right? You go over to your mom's dad's or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rest of us are all hosting. I don't think – is Paul hosting? I think Paul's hosting too, isn't he?
What?
I know we are.
We'll ask him.
20 family members, Sharon's family, going to be at the house.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be fun. I have to go to Meredith Party Rentals and rent some tables.
Okay, that's nice.
For all the food. Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. That'll
yeah,
work.
That's part of the $12 cover charge to get in.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sticking you people with the
table.
With the table.
And chair
rental. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and delivery charge, my labor.
Oh, labor,
yeah,
sure.
It would only be about $8 a head, but it's 14 because I got to do a bunch of extra work.
Right. Well, it's 2017.
Yeah, but not on the air tomorrow. So tomorrow, you guys, when you wake up and you turn on the queue, I think they're going to be surprised. I think people are going to enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. And you
That's
shouldn't
cool.
either, people. Don't read into what is on the air tomorrow, okay? Just enjoy the ride. That's what we're about here at the Q105. It's going to be fun today. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about on the air. Mm-hmm. And Denny's Donuts will be out and about today.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Thank you, Bakery Unlimited, with two locations. I stopped in, saw Andrea and Laura today at the Secor one. They also have one at Bancroft and McCord. BakeryUnlimitedToledo.com. Andrea hooked us up with some Thanksgiving turkey cookies, okay?
Yeah. They look really good.
And they taste like mashed potatoes. No, I'm kidding. They're going to be yummy, sweet goodness. I haven't had one yet, but I'm having one, all right?
All right.
She told me to give them to the people, and I'm like, no, no. I'll give them the tray of cookies. They gave me some Christmas cookies. I'm giving those to the people.
Okay, that's
those, a couple of those are going to my belly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you need your holiday cookies, you better get on it right now and call my friends at Bakery Unlimited.
I do.
BakeryUnlimitedToledo.com. They're the best. They're the best, Susie.
I understand.
And there's one over at Bancroft and
McCord.
Yeah,
I hope they have the cookies at Bancroft
over there.
And McCord.
I don't know. If you want like a big order, you got to call them. You got to call them and order it up.
Just want a dozen.
Just a dozen?
Yeah.
Well, they might be able to hook you up.
Okay.
Anyway, get some of those Hinkley's bear crawls too.
Hinkles, the bear crawls.
Yeah, those are good. Those are just, I'm telling you what, when I had one of those last week, I almost went into shock. Sugar shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, up my toes goodness. Almost fell off just having a couple of those. They're very good. It's the only place you can get them, you know. Bakery Unlimited. All right, let's do your national headlines and get rolling. Oh, another death!
President Donald Trump is putting North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism less than 10 years after the Bush administration took it off.
The Justice Department will file a lawsuit aimed at blocking AT&T's $85.5 billion merger acquisition of Time Warner.
A second woman is accusing Democratic Senator Al Franken of groping her.
The Georgia Dome is reduced to dust about a quarter century after
my
it
blog.
First
Check
opened.
The blog out. The
former home of the Atlanta Falcons football team was imploded. Took about 15 seconds.
U.S. and Afghan airstrikes hit drug processing labs in southern Afghanistan. Heroin finances a Taliban, and Afghan heroin is starting to make its way into the U.S.
Ugh. Janet Yellen, chair of the Federal Reserve, has submitted her resignation from the board.
Sidewalks will be packed for Macy's annual Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. Don't worry, says Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
You'll see every intersection. There'll be more blocker cars, and there'll be sand-filled sanitation trucks.
Huh, no mention of Della. Susan, open up that blue prize catalog, and what do we have to give away today for our lovely, sexy, highly intelligent listening audience?
Well, it's exciting. We have chicken tender combos from Wendy's, tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies at the Zoo next June. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're ahead of the game there.
All right.
And women's basketball tickets. They're taking on Dayton tomorrow night, Savage Arena.
All right, we got to give those away. How many pairs of those? We got a bunch?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to open the ticket window for those, for the Lady Rockets tickets.
All right, that's
cool.
Right,
we'll do that later on. Stick around for that, people. Della Reese passed away at her home Sunday night. Isn't that interesting? She died the same day as the murdering maniac Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Didn't they both go the same day? Yeah, he died Sunday. Isn't that something? Hell got a new resident, and so did heaven. What? You look concerned.
Really,
what's going on?
It's really odd how everybody dies at once. It's
there's
like
been
right
a lot.
Before Thanksgiving. Like, do they decide, I'm not going to hold out for Thanksgiving. I'll just go before.
I don't think you have a choice. I think when God decides, there's no.
Well,
there's
sure
no,
decides a lot before the holidays.
Yeah. Every day's a holiday in his world. Every day's a blessing. The New York Post. See what the New York Post headline was for Manson? Charles Manson is rotting in hell. That was their headline.
That's their headline?
Yes. You know where he was born? I didn't realize this. He was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, to a prostitute.
Oh, wow.
Her name was Kathleen Maddox. Manson was officially dubbed as No Name Maddox at birth. Oh, this guy, he was screwed to begin with.
Yeah.
And he never knew who his biological father was. Oh, that explains a lot. Anyway, so Satan got a new tenant, and so did God. Della Reese passed away at her home Sunday. She was 86. She had a good run. She originally made a name for herself as a jazz singer, and then her acting career took off. And she was in movies and TV shows and, of course, the big Touched by an Angel series. She was an incredible wife, mother, grandmother, friend, and pastor, as well as an award-winning actress and singer, says Roma Downey, her Touched by an Angel co-star. She said in a statement, "I know heaven is a brand new angel this day. Della Reese, pardon me, will be forever in our hearts. There you go. Isn't that very sweet? That is very sweet.
Sweet.
Anyway, 86 is a good run, though, don't you think?
Yes, very good run.
That's a good run. Mm-hmm. Yep, all right, on my blog today, I want a couple of these, mentioned a couple of these, and then we got to get to our break, and then we'll welcome Paul to the show and stuff and or things. My blog today is very good, all right? Go to Q1055.com, click on the Denny Schaefer Show, scroll down, hit the blog. Or text my name, Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, to 419-240-1055. Well, it'll come back as my blog. And today I have two up there. One is Matthew McConaughey has given out 4,500 turkeys near the Wild Turkey Distillery in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. I mean, it's not like he's doing this out of the goodness of his heart. He's doing it because he's their spokesperson and they're paying him lots of money.
Oh.
But it's still cool. These people are home and he walks up with these 20-pound frozen turkeys and he hands them out and the people lose their minds.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the video's up there on that. And the Georgia Dome was demolished. They imploded it yesterday morning. And the Weather Channel had a camera there to capture it. But right as the first little explosions go off, a bus pulls up right in the middle of the shot and ruins it.
No.
Yes. Yes. It is so funny. And you can hear the camera guy cursing and cussing. It's hilarious. Anyway, those are my blogs today. So.
All right. We'll check them out.
There you go. Let me ask you a question, Susie. If you had to take your kid, or, you know, you take your kid to the mall to see Santa, would you be willing to do that if you had to jump through hoops like, I don't know, make a reservation?
Yes. We made reservations for Santa when we took him up to Somerset.
Well, Macy's is doing that now, and people are not happy with it.
Oh, see, I kind of like that, though. Then you know your time. There's not a long wait. You can be focused. You know
people are not happy with it, Susie, because what about all the tourists that expect to walk up, wait in a long, long line to see Santa, and you got all these New Yorkers that have went through the deal, and they, you know what I mean?
Jump through hoops, sure.
And then they put another Santa, who's probably drunker than the real Santa, up on the seventh floor so they can go up there. Oh, there's another line up there, but you don't.